This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong police used tear gas to disperse thousands of pro-democracy activists gathered in a shopping district late Sunday afternoon. The demonstrators had come to protest against what they see as China's creeping interference in Hong Kong since the territory was returned to Beijing by Britain in 1997. Earlier Sunday afternoon, some demonstrators marched to the American consulate to thank the United States for newly signed bipartisan legislation supporting the Hong Kong pro-democracy activists. Some activists carried banners reading, "President Trump, please liberate Hong Kong," and "Let's make Hong Kong great again." Sunday morning, about 200 protesters marched from Edinburgh Square to government buildings to protest against police using tear gas. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will toughen sentences for people convicted of violent crime and terrorism if he wins a national election this month. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
With just under 2 weeks until UK voters head to the polls, security has become one of the election campaign's pressing topics. That comes after a man convicted of terrorism and released early from prison killed two people in London on Friday before being shot dead by police. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party have long championed tough police and prison measures, but opposition parties have criticised the governing party for overseeing almost a decade of cuts to public services. Three people remain in hospital, two of them in a stable condition after Friday's attack.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Albania's prime minister is calling on the international community for financial aid and expert assistance to help the country recover from last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 people. This is VOA News. The House Intelligence Committee is wrapping up the investigative phase of its impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. A Tuesday evening meeting is planned to vote on its report. Then the House Judiciary Committee will take the lead as the Democratic-led House pushes closer to a possible vote on charges against President Trump. Democratic Representative Val Demings, appearing on ABC's This Week, says there are no set plans for witnesses who may be called to future Judiciary Committee hearings.
We have not really made the decision on future hearings or future witnesses yet. I think our main focus right now is to have the president and his counsel, who you know are given the same privileges as President Nixon and President Clinton had, to participate and engage in this impeachment process.
Appearing on the same program, Republican Representative Tom McClintock says Republicans should be allowed to call any and all witnesses they want.
In a free society, the prosecution doesn't get to choose what witnesses the defense wishes to call. And yet that's what's been going on in the Intelligence Committee. And again, the question is going to be whether Jerry Nadler continues that sham in the judiciary hearings. When it goes over to the Senate, that's going to play a big role, I think, in the Senate's deliberations. They, I think, will insist on full due process rights, and that could blow up in the Democrats' faces.
Mr. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, calling the impeachment inquiry a witch hunt. A tiny wooden relic that some Christians believe to be part of Jesus' manger has arrived in its permanent home in the biblical city of Bethlehem, 1,400 years after it was sent to Rome as a gift to the Pope. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has more.
Young Palestinian scouts played bagpipes, and cheerful crowds greeted the ornately encased relic with fanfare. The silver reliquary holding the thumb-sized wooden piece was then taken to the Franciscan Church of St. Catherine, next to the Church of Nativity, the West Bank holy site where tradition says Jesus was born. The return of the relic by the Vatican was a spirit-lifting moment for the Palestinians, a small minority of whom are Christian. It coincides with Advent, a four-week period leading up to Christmas. Troubled Bethlehem in the Israeli-occupied West Bank is preparing for the occasion, where pilgrims from around the world flock to the city. I'm Sarah Bassett.
An Australian academic freed by the Taliban in a prisoner swap has spoken of his long and torturous ordeal as a hostage in Afghanistan. At a news conference, Timothy Weeks said the time he spent as a hostage with the Taliban had an unimaginable effect on him. He and an American captive, Kevin King, had been held for 3 years after being abducted outside the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul. Marissa Melton, VOA News.